the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome to the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, and thanks for being with us here today. Reach us at udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. All our wonderful affiliates all across the country, thanks for tuning in today. And we're also on iHeartRadio Talk. This show and all Radio MD shows are part of this innovative new platform where on iHeartRadio Talk you can add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. And go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download the app. You can do it that way, or you can go to the web. When you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike is here, our guest at 35 past the hour. Who is it, and what were we talking about with her, Dr. Mike?
We're talking about the pescatarian diet. That is a diet. Pesca is the Italian, I believe, for fish. And so we're talking about fish plus vegetarian diet. We're going to ask a lot of Janice Jubrin, J-U-B-R-I-N is her name, the author of the book, The Pescatarian Plan. So we're going to ask a lot about the specifics. Does it include milk, cheese? What is excluded? How do you make it more delicious? Do you lose weight with it, or do you gain weight with it? A whole bunch of questions. It is kind of what I normally eat, Joe, so we're going to find out exactly what it is and why I eat it, if nothing else.
Yep, good topic and good guest. The pescatarian diet at 35 minutes after the hour in this hour. Did you see a YouTube video? She calls herself the Banana Girl. Have you seen this YouTube video?
I have not.
She eats 51 bananas a day, and she puts her body to this extreme diet. She advocates an extreme low-processed, low-fat, high-carb, raw vegan diet. She eats between 2,000 and 5,000 calories a day. The Banana Girl, she says, remains raw until 4 in the afternoon, meaning she eats no cooked or heated food whatsoever till 4. She usually eats what she calls mono meals, a huge amount of a single fruit. For example, 2 whole pineapples, 5 mangoes. She'll drink 2 liters of orange juice, apricots, or 25 bananas. That's until 4. And then after 4, she'll often eat a cooked meal, again, usually a single ingredient, in large quantities. For example, 3 pounds of a baked potato in the oven, and another meal of fruit. She lost 40 pounds on her diet and cleared up her acne. She doesn't any longer have chronic fatigue syndrome. She has low thyroid function and had terrible digestion, and she's better. How about the Banana Girl?
Well, I hope, Joe, that she gets a multivitamin or something else to make sure she's not vitamin and mineral deficient in the long run. In the short run, eating something, a single diet, if you love that food, or even if you don't, you will lose weight because it literally you're cutting out large numbers of food groups, probably. So my guess is she is cutting out a fair bit of protein. So in the short run, she will do well. In the long run, you worry that she will have some essential nutrient or vitamin or mineral deficiencies. So I hope she's getting a broad spectrum multivitamin mineral preparation.
So how much is too much when it comes to fruit in somebody's diet?
Well, obviously there's too much if you are getting too high a blood sugar level. Sometimes the fructose, your body adapts to metabolizing it. Too much if, for example, we have a diet called the CRAP diet, cranberries, raisins, apricots, and prunes. And if you had that, you'd have diarrhea. Or if you have the reverse of that diet, will cause constipation. And so, in fact, the problem can be one of symptoms, but it also is one of not getting enough variety to get all the vitamins, minerals, and the right balance of protein, carbs, and fats that you need.
Now, bananas, for effect, though, they're very sweet, right? And bananas can spike blood sugar. Is that true?
That's true if you don't have anything before them. You know, the key is if you're going to have a food with a high glycemic index. High glycemic means it gets to a high blood sugar. The way you can minimize that blood sugar spike is by having some healthy fat 30 minutes beforehand. So 6 walnuts, 12 almonds, 20 peanuts or something that I would have 30 minutes beforehand. And then it slows your stomach from emptying. The fructose in fruit is absorbed in the intestine, not the stomach. So by slowing your stomach from emptying, you decrease the spike in blood sugar, and it minimizes that or changes that glycemic index to a normal one.
We have a basketball player here in Syracuse. He's a center and didn't play much this year. He's a sophomore and underwent a knee operation, and he played a couple of games early in the year. He's 7 foot tall, 6'11", 7 foot tall, and he weighed 268 pounds. He sat out the entire year, not able to work out, not able to exercise because of his knee. And he just started juicing and makes his own juice, does it by himself. I think he went to the Dr. Oz Cleanse, I think, or something like that. Don't quote me. You can confirm that. But in the span of I don't know how many months or weeks, he went from 268 to 220, just juicing.
So the difference between juicing and blending is important. I hope he blended and not juiced. Blending is what you do in a blender, and it's taking the whole fruit, making it a liquid, but getting the pulp and everything else, or the skin and everything else in it, rather than juicing, where you're filtering out all of the pulp and other ingredients, and you're just getting the juice. That juice will spike blood sugar level. But when you're young like that, you can do things like that without much penalty, assuming you've eaten a relatively normal diet beforehand, and you get a vitamin mineral supplement that's broad spectrum, and you find a way, such as having walnuts or other nuts, where you get a broad spectrum, or quinoa or something else, where you get a broad spectrum of protein. You can even blend juice. We call it Vitamix, because a Vitamix is the ultimate blender. You can put a tire in there and get a juice out of it. But in fact, it is a wonderful motor system where you can put in nuts, or you can put in, you could even put in a fish and get it blended into a liquid. So what we did on the Dr. Oz show, the green drink, essentially is everything green in your cupboard. So you throw in celery and spinach and lettuce and kale and apples, green apples, etc. And it'll do a wonderful job. It's a great breakfast drink every morning.
Now, is that I just heard a couple of guys talking about it on a sports show here locally, and they referenced the Dr. Oz Cleanse. So is that what you're talking about when you mentioned that, Mike?
Yeah, the cleanse is, if you will, an idea of not getting rid of things, that is cleaning out your body from protein and from meat and saturated fat by just having this. And in fact, you can have coffee or green coffee beans or tea with it, so it works wonderfully that way. But we like the green drink, if you will.
We'll be back, and we'll talk more about some of the top stories of the week. Salmonella is on the decline in food poisoning, and you know what? Sitting is being referred to as the new smoking. How about that? We'll get into those and more coming up after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hey, we're brought to you weekly by Morning and Night, Multivitamins, and YouBeauty.com. Janice Gibran, 35 minutes after the hour. She's a nutrition expert at Self Magazine and the lead nutritionist for a weight loss and wellness company. Her book is called The Vegetarian and Seafood Way to Lose Weight and Love Your Food. Janice Gibran at 35 past the hour. Dr. Mike Roizen's here. Bridget's here. A food safety story in the food safety category this week has to do, Dr. Mike, with salmonella, a decline in food poisoning. We've had some issues. Is it getting better?
Yeah, this one I'm going to throw to Bridget at the end too, but the lead increase in foodborne illness, by the way, foodborne illness, every year about 20,000 people need to be hospitalized from it, and of that, about 80 people die from food poisoning every year. And that's in 10 states. So if you say, well, they're five times as much because they're 50 states, it's probably about 100,000 illnesses and 400 deaths. We get good data from 10 states. But in fact, the data show that Vibrio, which is found in shellfish, and we don't cook shellfish enough, but Vibrio is the lead increase. The other place where we're seeing increases is from raw milk and unpasteurized juices. So people are doing better at cleaning and washing their food, washing the cutting boards, and making sure they, in fact, cook the poultry and eggs significantly, and refrigerating leftovers. And in fact, guess what? It is leafy greens, lettuce and spinach that are the leading causes of food poisoning. But great decrease in salmonella. That's probably due to the decrease in relating to chicken more than anything else. And there's a great thing. Don't wash your chicken. That is, washing the chicken spreads it more. Cook it first. So washing the chicken before you cook it is a no-no because it spreads it through the spray in your sink. The goal is, one thing, don't just cook your chicken. Store it on the lowest shelf in your refrigerator before you use it. Be careful about draining the juices directly into the sink and washing those down, not with a big stream, but with a small stream so it doesn't spray it. Bridget?
And even be careful when you're grocery shopping to make sure that you're separating the meat from your vegetables, because even the time that it's sitting in your grocery cart and then in the bags in your car, that can definitely lead to a higher risk of foodborne illness. And like Dr. Roizen said, there was a higher number of food poisonings that came from lettuce and spinach, but the report did find that poultry was attributed to more deaths related to foodborne illness than the leafy greens. So poultry is definitely one that you want to make sure that you're storing at the proper temperatures and then cooking at the proper temperatures, which is 165, and in order to reduce your risk of foodborne related death.
That's always the problem with grocery shopping in states that are hot in the summer, right? The southern states, you know, anything beyond, Virginia. Right? Virginia gets hot, but if you go food shopping in hot weather states, you can't leave that food in the car too long, can you?
Right. What you need is, in fact, to take a ice container, you know, one of those containers you would take on picnics that is cold, and put that in the trunk, and put your food that needs to be refrigerated in that before you take it home. Now, again, with poultry, you put that at the bottom of that, and when you're going to wash it out, you want to wash it out without a large spray, but wash it out outside and make sure you get rid of it in a safe way.
And they sell reusable grocery bags now that are insulated. So if you have the ice pack, it will do a better job of keeping it at the proper temperatures.
Hey, before we go to the break and the guest, how do you navigate, Dr. Mike, how do you navigate Easter candy? You know, how much we're going to spend $16 billion on Easter this year, which is an average of about $135 a person. And a lot of it, you know, obviously clothes and gifts and food and whatever, but a big chunk of that will go to Easter candy. How do you navigate all that variety of Easter candy on the weekend?
Well, the key, if you will, at least I believe, is limiting quantities and making it last. And in fact, the avoiding more than, for example, the Peeps marshmallow bunnies, avoid more than four of them, because just four of them have 26 grams of sugar. So spread them out throughout the day. I would say pick 1 ounce of the candy to eat in any 1 hour, and then maybe four a day, and see if you can make it last 2 weeks. But try and get the dark chocolate bunnies. Now, maybe too late already this year, but in fact, the good thing is, in thinking about next year, think about it healthy. A low quantity of sugar and a high quantity of dark chocolate is great. So, in fact, I think, Joe, what I'm going to have is, we have these things that we sell at the ClevelandClinicWellness.com fitness store called Fitness Eggs, F-I-N-E-S-S Eggs, Finest Eggs, I guess you'd say. And they're 22 calories a piece of dark chocolate. They're wonderfully tasting and healthy for you. So I think as soon as we go to the break in 3 minutes or so, I'm going to have one of those.
That sounds great.
The other thing that you can do is take the focus away from food on the holiday, because I think that a lot of people try to justify eating high quantities of candy just because it's Easter. But you can, what my mom does with us is she makes a whole Easter hunt, and instead of us finding Easter eggs, we have to find clues. I still do it with my brother and sister, and then we find our Easter basket, which has like clothes, yoga clothes for me, golf clothes for my brother, things like that that we actually want instead of all the candy.
There's a box of Peeps on the kitchen in the studio here on the kitchen table, and walking into the radio station today, I walked past it. I didn't grab for any of those Peeps. There are about eight left in there. Somebody got into them a little bit, but I walked right by them. Frankly, because
well, it's a good thing you walked back.
To begin with.
Probably someone in there is trying to kill the old, if you will, radio personalities and engineers, so they don't have to pay their health insurance on them, right?
Yeah, I walked right by. Let me see. Let me do one quick one here before we go to the break and the guest. Let's talk about food texture. If you can do this quickly, Mike, how does food texture influence our perception
the amazing
of
thing
how many
is,
calories we take?
Yeah, the amazing thing is we think of soft food textures as having a lot of fat and spreading, and harder food textures, if you will, such as a hard texture of a crisp brownie or of a piece of fruit like a carrot or a celery, as a different taste. And so we, in fact, many of the people think the taste in yogurt, the reason we eat it, is because it's smooth and is associated with fat. So texture does make a huge difference to the mouthfeel of a food and our satisfaction with it. There are whole bunches of studies now coming out on texture. We'll go into one of those in more detail sometime later, Joe.
Okay, yeah. And coming up right after the break, it's guest time here on the show. Are you ready to become a pescatarian? You know what a pescatarian is? You'll find out what it is. And is it a great way to lose weight? Is it a great way to keep the weight off? And will you feel more energy? Will you feel more active? Check it out coming up after the break. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
All right, guest time on the show. Janice Gibran is a contributing nutrition expert at Self Magazine, also the lead nutritionist for Best Life. It's a weight loss and wellness company. And her book is called The Vegetarian and Seafood Way to Lose Weight and Love Your Food. It's published by Ballantine Books, a division of Random House Publishers. Essentially, it's a vegetarian diet, I guess, with the addition of seafood. And she says it's the healthiest diet on the planet. So let's find out if it is. Welcome in. Thanks for coming on today. You know, I know people who don't like fish. Some people just can't stand the taste of fish. What happens then, Janice?
Well, thanks for having me on. Most of those people like shrimp, and they like, you know, spaghetti with clam sauce. And a lot of those people, I have converted. There are ways to cook fish that make it a lot less fishy tasting. So you can use the stealth method, and you can usually convert people.
Okay, here's Dr. Mike.
And the website for the Pescatarian Plan is thepescatarianplan.com. You can ask us questions by sending them to udocs@gmail.com. And after the tweets, we have several already, Janice. So I should, in interest of fair disclosure, tell people that I am a pescatarian or eat this very similarly but without any milk or saturated fat products, so I avoid some of the fish that are in here, such as all shellfish. And Janice, the first question actually was from someone who knows what we have done and emailed us and said, I see on the picture there are shrimp. I thought you said, they're addressing me, but I'm going to address it to you. I thought you said that almost all the shrimp in America now come from overseas and we should avoid it because it isn't healthy and is often contaminated. So I'm going to throw that to you. What about shellfish and specifically shrimp?
Okay, well, I'm going to first, before we talk about the contamination, and talk about the cholesterol, and I think that's what you were referring to with your own diet. You avoid these high cholesterol. There are some, you know, shrimp, squid, octopus, they tend to be higher in cholesterol, but otherwise most fish and shellfish, you know, are fine. In terms of the, most of our seafood is imported these days, and that is a good point. It's kind of hit or miss when it comes to contamination. It's one of those things where you're not seeing people getting sick. It's more theoretical now, but we don't have a good way of knowing, A, where our seafood's coming from, especially when it comes to the shrimp. With fish, a lot of times when you go to the supermarket, you can talk to the guy behind the counter, and a lot of these Whole Foods and Safeway and some of these bigger chains, they have some sort of standards. I'm not saying they're perfect, but for sustainability and for purity. And you can ask. You can say, does this seafood come with an eco label? There are some labels like the marine fisheries. Actually, I forgot the names exactly of those. But they are some eco labels that at least give you some measure of comfort that they're not depleting the oceans with this fish or contaminating the soil and the water when it's farmed fish.
So pescatarian, I'm often challenged to spell it, but it's PESCETARIAN. The pescatarianplan.com is the website associated with the book. And it is and one of the things that is wonderful about the book is the number of recipes that allow you to cook both vegetarian and seafood. So there are in the book, and we'll come back to some of the questions because we've gotten a lot of questions on the email line already, but some of the questions here, some of the ideas in the book. So there are seven principles, and you call them the seven pescatarian principles. Maybe they should be the seven pescatarian plan principles. Tell me what they are.
Okay, so when I've been counseling people, I'm a dietitian, I've been helping people lose weight for a long time, and I, as a dietitian, do not like to count calories, and I don't know anybody who does, and I think there is some use to that, especially in the very beginning, and there's nice apps now you can use to count calories, but instead of counting calories, what I like to recommend is that you count up your food groups. Okay, I had, you know, two fruits. I've had at least the minimum I should have for the day. Starches. I'm on 1,500 calories. I really shouldn't have more than five. And they should be healthy starches, like, you know, steel-cut oats. So the principles are really food groups. You get so much protein, so much fruits and vegetables, so many starches, and, you know, treat this, the chips and the cookies and all that, you know, those calories really can add up. So that is the only time I have people count calories, and you do get treats every day if you want them, and there's just a calorie limit there. So those principles are really a way to look at your plate and your day and say, you know, instead of counting calories, I'm going to look and make sure I got enough of certain things like fruits and vegetables and not too much of other things like starches and treats.
And so that's one of the principles, I assume. Tell me some of the other principles. So one of them is don't count calories, count food groups or portions, I guess you'd say.
Well, that's the principle. Actually, those are each, there's seven principles, and those principles are really food groups. So number one, protein. You can have 6 to 8 ounces if you're going to be doing, you know, the fish or the shellfish. Number two, fruits and vegetables. You have at least, you know, 6 servings a day, depending on your calorie level. Number three is the taming, the treats. So really those 7 principles are all surrounding, they're more than principles, they are food groups.
Now, this question comes in from someone who's heard this show before, where we've said that by DNA testing, the only fish that seem reliable to have their correct name on them are salmon and ocean trout, and that many fish by DNA testing and in the Oceana studies and other studies seem to be mislabeled. How does this work with a pescatarian plan, or do you just stay with a few fish varieties?
Janice? Yeah, that is really kind of a shocking revelation about how you don't really know what your fish is. What I would recommend is, you, first of all, you stick with the smaller types of fish. And in my book and on my website, I have this big chart that goes down the list of the fish that are lowest in mercury, that are most sustainable, fish that you can have regularly, fish that you should have way fewer times per month. But the question is, if you don't know what your fish is, how are you going to even follow that chart? So if you tend to stick to smaller fish, they tend to have less mercury. If you stick to fish that are raised in the U.S., Canada, and Europe, probably they're going to be more sustainable, a more pure product. So that's, even if you don't exactly know what it is, if you can get a sense of the origin, and a lot of times a guy behind the seafood counter can tell you that, that's one way to go. And yes, the salmon and trout, those are such excellent choices because they're so high in omega-3s, and that's the fact that maybe the reason for some of these studies that are showing people who eat more fish have lower risk of various diseases, and omega-3s are, you know, considered one of the contenders for why fish are so healthy.
Joe?
Our guest is Janice Gibran. Her book is called The Vegetarian and Seafood Way to Lose Weight and, you know, Love Your Food. It's published by Ballantine Books. It's a division of Random House Publishers, and it's the healthiest diet on the planet. Somebody eats a basically vegetarian diet with the addition of seafood. Any questions, comments for our guest or Dr. Mike? It's udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most.
Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Janice Gibran is a contributing nutrition expert at Self Magazine. Word of caution, a little bit of advice. If you go to the bookstore and ask where the vegetarian and seafood way to lose weight and love your food book is, you'll probably wander around aimlessly for a long, long time. I've been not giving the correct description or title of the book. It is called The Pescatarian Plan, The Vegetarian and Seafood Way to Lose Weight and Love Your Food. So if you go to the bookstore now, you will not wander around. I apologize for not properly identifying the book. Here is Dr. Mike Roizen again. Dr. Mike.
And if you want the website, it's thepescatarianplan.com. I just have a couple of emails that I got to read. Muriel, who's a consistent emailer, said about our saying on how do you control yourself with chocolate on Easter was I eat just one of the finest eggs, which are 22 calories, and Muriel says I can't eat just one, so I can't have any. Another question was from Donna, who asks, what's the story with tilapia? I often refer to tilapia as chicken without the legs because it eats corn and soy meal and thus doesn't have much of the omega-3s that have or omega-7s, the two of which are key for the health effects. That is, the odd omegas seem to be key for the brain, eye, and if you will, the other joint effects, that is the anti-inflammatory effects of fish. And so Donna asks, what's the story with tilapia? So you can give her your view, Janice. Is it chicken without the legs?
Well, you know, it is kind of a bland fish. But the thing is that you can't just blame tilapia. White fish, lean white fish in general, does not have very many omega-3s. It is the richer fish, like the trout and the Arctic char and salmon and sardines, that have omega-3s. The thing about tilapia, yeah, it's a kind of vegetarian fish. It only eats a plant-based diet. And so one of the great things about that is when they do testing on tilapia, it is extremely low in mercury. Mercury tends to accumulate in these big fish that eat a lot of little fish. And over time, the mercury accumulates in their body. So, you know, tilapia, it's not my favorite. It's a little bland, but it's a great source of lean protein, and you can feel good about the mercury.
And
so what other mercury?
And you do have, by the way, there are, when you look in the index of the book, The Pescatarian Plan, it's got a great index because it tells you about ways to cook tilapia and some excellent recipes with it in it, but it also has that per 4 ounces of tilapia, you get 109 calories, 2 grams of total fat, 0.7 of saturated fat, 0.2 of omega-3 fat, as opposed to the same 4 ounces of Atlantic salmon, where you get 2.2 grams of omega-3 fat. So it does tell you the differences, if you will. Go ahead, Bridge.
I was just going to ask what other recommendations you make for to people to avoid high mercury intake on the diet, on the pescatarian plan.
Yeah, so it's really the smaller fish don't tend to accumulate much mercury. And so, you know, this is the thing, and I'm going to say something a little outrageous here, and believe me, I don't recommend that people get mercury in their bodies, but when you look at studies of pregnant women, and they're the most vulnerable because the fetus is very vulnerable to mercury, and in fact, there's some fish that women, pregnant women, shouldn't be eating at all, tilefish, shark, king mackerel, swordfish, but higher levels of mercury in the mom's blood, smarter children. They have smarter kids. Why? It's not because of the mercury, of course. It's because of the omega-3s. So I just don't want to scare people off of fish because of mercury. You know, just study after study, people who eat the most fish do better brain health, heart health. But yes, you should avoid these bigger fish. I've got a big chart in my book and on the website, and stick to the smaller fish, the trout, the sardines, the Arctic char, these types of things, and, you know, vary your fish sources. That's another thing.
So how do you vary the fish sources? And that relates to a question. Dr. Mike always tells us to stick with salmon and ocean trout, and to get them from a number of different distributors, to often buy the salmon frozen. And so how do you, and so what is your opinion on this? How do you vary fish sources? Doesn't one wholesaler supply all the fish in a town?
Well, in small towns, that's probably correct. I don't know the answer to that one, but what I meant is your fish, types of fish. So you could have tilapia one night, salmon another night, mussels or clams another night. That's the type of thing I'm talking about, is to vary the types. But yes, you're right. In some places, I'm sure people are stuck with the same sources. Now, that was a good point of yours about the frozen fish. There are places in the Midwest where fresh fish is hard to come by, and frozen fish is tasting a lot better. I don't know if anybody's tried, I tried Costco salmon burgers the other day. They were really good, and they're usually a lot more affordable.
Yeah, so I people know that I live on salmon burgers when they're my usual, if you will, the Trident salmon burgers at Costco, and there are a different brand at BJ's and at Sam's Club. There are, and all of these are the overage of the Alaska Salmon Run. They're usually just salmon. That is, there's nothing else made with the salmon burgers, so you're just getting salmon, and they're the, quote, healthiest salmon. And if there is a toxin in salmon burgers that's consistent between the kind at Sam's Club and the kind at Costco, I'm dead. because I have so many...
You seem to be doing okay so far. But, you know,
so, the question is about locks. We're going to run out of time, so I'm going to ask you, locks and sushi, are there any problems eating those?
Locks high in sodium, so just when you have locks, make sure that the rest of your day is a little lower in sodium. Sushi, I wouldn't do it at home. The sushi restaurants freeze it to a level that kills, let's just be honest, worms. And so a little harder to do in your own home freezer. So go out for sushi.
Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Janice Gibran, the author of The Pescatarian Plan, The Vegetarian and Seafood Way to Lose Weight and Love Your Food, published by Ballantine Books, a division of Random House Publishers. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.